Vayetze Yaakov b'Be'er Sheva vayelech Charana. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and went to Charan. So the question is, we know the Torah is very concise. So we learn out from extra, even a kutzo shayyud, a little extra dot on top of the letter. So why did the Torah just say vayelech Charana? What do I care that he came from Be'er Sheva? Just tell me where he was heading. So Rashi quotes the famous Chazal that Yitzias Sadek min ha-makom osa roshem, that because it comes to tell me Be'er Sheva was never the same anymore. Be'er Sheva before Yaakov left, Be'er Sheva after Yaakov left was not the same makom. So that's what Rashi quotes from Chazal. The question the Mefarshim asked, the Kliyakar, Avnei Sholam, other commentators, is why did Rashi wake up so late here? Why is he discriminating against Avraham and Yitzchak? You mean when they left the place, why didn't he say Yitzchak when Amakam Oseh Roshem? You mean only Yaakov makes the Roshem? It's kind of like the reverse question on davening. We know the Gemara tells us that tefillah kineged the avos, Avraham, Shacharis, Yitzchak, Mincha, and Yaakov, Meirib. And we assume Shacharis and Mincha is a chova, it's mandatory. And we pass Kinavis is a rishus, so they ask the opposite question. Why is Yaakov's tefillah discriminated against? Why is it only a rishus? So here the question is, why only by Yaakov do we mention Yitzias Tzadak bin Amakam Osir Roshem? You mean it didn't happen when Avram and Yitzchak left? So the commentators give different approaches. Answer number one is really it happened to everybody. When Avram left, when Yitzchak left, and when Yaakov left, they left the Roshem. But there was no chiddush. Of course they left the Roshem, that because they took all the people, all their entourage and people who were with them. When Avram left, Yitzchak left. So obviously it was a tremendous void in the whole town, wherever they left. There was nothing to talk about. It was obvious. However, when it came to Yaakov, what's the chiddush? Even though he left behind two tzaddikim, at least two tzaddikim, two that we're aware of, his parents, Yitzchak and Rivka. So the greatness of the Chiddush of Chazal. So that's what Chazal are telling us. That Yaakov was so great that even though he left tzaddikim behind, his mother and father, Yitzchak and Rivka, you might think it might not be noticed, therefore Chazal have to come and tell us. It's obvious that when Avram and Yitzchak left, there was no one left behind. So therefore, of course they were noticed. And the Kliyakar suggested alternative explanation. No, really. So according to Pshat number one, Yitzias Tzadak when Amakam Osir Roshem applies to everyone, we just stated it to say the greatness of Yaakov, that even though other tzaddikim remained, he was still left an impact. And the Kliyakar's second pshat is in the other direction, that even though Avram and Yitzchak were great, but nevertheless, Yitzias Tzadak min ha-makom osir roshem didn't apply because they didn't leave anyone behind. They took the whole entourage with them. If the Vilna Gaon was alive today, staying up 22 hours a day learning, like most, obviously the yeshivish crowd will, but the yeshivish crowd was, would obviously appreciate people who are makshiv Torah, but the average person, like big, what kind of trick is he pulling? In other words, you only have an impact on someone if they're going to relate to you, or at least appreciate the greatness. So
even though Avram and Yitzchak were great, we don't say Yitzchak Tzadak Min HaMaka Moshe Rosham. 11, when Yaakov left Beersheba, Yitzchak and Rivka remained, and nevertheless, and therefore, that's why only by Yaakov we find Yitzchak Tzadak Min HaMaka Moshe Rosham. So we have two, we have the Klei Yakar that really applies to everybody. However, we only mention it by Yaakov because there's no chiddush by the other ones. There was no tzaddikim left behind. But even, of course, they're going to feel the impact. But by Yaakov, even with Yitzchak and Rivka, one less tzaddik makes a difference, or the reverse. The only one who was appreciated was Yaakov because the other people who were left weren't spiritually attuned. There's a third pshat in the Avnei Shoham. The Avnei Shoham writes that, you know, Avram represented chesed, Yitzchak represented tefillah, and Yaakov represented Torah. So definitely with them, Avram and chesed, that obviously if he was in charge of the Bikur Cholam, Nichum Aveilim, all the chesed in the community, and he left, of course people will notice. And even many people, let's say, aren't... We don't learn so much, but people, it's a natural thing to turn to God during for davening, whether it's in shul or not. But Torah, who would think of... So obviously today you have many yeshivas and organizations that they're involved with the community and they give Torah classes. So of course they're missed. But let's say someone who is this... You could have someone sitting and learning in your community. You don't even know they exist. But the Koach HaTorah is that if the Torah is stopped in that community, or even not stopped, but even people, Kohel leaves, or just the individual learning that we see from Yaakov, that Harana, the Beersheba is not the same place anymore. That even, that's the Chiddush. Of course, by Avraham, he's an Ish HaChesed, but by Yaakov, even though he was only an Ish Tam Yoei V'Holam, and let's say he wasn't involved with the people, even then we see the impact of Torah. And in fact, that's what some Mefarshim point out. And next week with the Gid Hanasha, we find that the Sarasho Esav attacked Yaakov. Why Dafka Yaakov? Why not Avram and Yitzchak again? So what the Yitzhar is saying is, You could do chesed, a gansa tov. You could do chesed all day. You could be saying tehillim all day, davening by the koto all day. But ultimately, the Yitzhar is not worried. He's willing to give up a couple of days, weeks, or years. Because ultimately, he realizes it's going to be hard to give over. But Torah, that's the only thing I'm worried about. Torah has the ability to change people and to give it over to the next generation. And therefore, the attack was on Yaakov, which represents Torah. And that's the same shot over here, but Yitzchak Yaakov and Beersheba, Yaakov representing Torah. So therefore, when Yaakov left, even though he was sitting and learning Ishtam Yoshe V'Holim, nevertheless, Charan was not, Beersheba wasn't the same place. So we have three explanations. Why is it mentioned over here by Yaakov and not by Avram and Yitzchak? So the answer number one is, no, it applied to Avram and Yitzchak. But that's obvious because they left everyone, all the tzaddikim, all the good people, moral people left with them. But Yaakov left over his parents, so therefore even then you might think, oh, he's not noticed because you have other good people. No. The greatness of Yaakov, Yitzchak Tzadik, is even when there's others around, and others say the opposite. The Klei Yakar Segem says the opposite. That the only reason it applied to Yaakov is because since they left behind, so they could appreciate the Kedusha that left. But by Avram and Yitzchak, there was no one there left to appreciate, so there was no Roshem. And the third pshat is really it only applies to Yaakov. Or you could say, we know it applies to, or it applies to everybody. But that's not a chiddush. Of course, if there's no more shuls, if there's no more hospitals or chesed, of course you're going to notice. But the chiddush is even if it's Talmud Torah, even if you're Yish Tam Yoli Vaholim and you leave town, it's Vayetze Mi Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is no longer the same. Be'er Sheva with Yaakov and Be'er Sheva without Yaakov are two different towns.